Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to Minnesota Farm Fest. It is an actual beautiful day here. I haven't checked the temperature here in a little while, but there is a little chill to the air. My phone, it says 75. I'm guessing it's a little bit warmer than that. Bob Wirth from Minnesota Soybean Growers Association joins us. And, Bob, I can't think of 2 days where we've been in the 70s and low 80s. Something's wrong. Please help me. What's happening with the weather here?
Well, I've been coming to this for many, many years.
Yeah.
And I've never seen weather like this. It's either 110 in the shade, or it's raining, or something in between, but nothing like this. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful out here.
Yep, and it looks like it's going to be gorgeous tomorrow, too. So hats off to the weather, folks. Thanks, Mick, for fixing that one up for us. All right, Bob, we have you, obviously, you're with the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. I'm sure that there's a tie-in there as well, but I wanted to talk a little bit about mental health and how things are going out there in the farm world. Obviously, the same stresses that we've been dealing with for the last several years are either there or seem to be worse than they were before. But in the cases of commodity prices and input costs and just expenses in general, there is more help for folks under stress. And I completely understand any grower that, female, male, whatever, that has stress about that. I think most of us, even just going to the grocery store and the prices we pay being up, can feel that. But I know you're a part of a committee, you know, that is working to give some options to growers out there, because we are still losing growers.
We're losing growers at a very high rate, and that's very sad, because there is great help. Our biggest challenge to get people to go get some help is to admit that they need to have some help. And the first thing is to go to get help. Go to the doctor. Go to a psychiatrist. Go anything. I had mental health issues back in the middle 80s when I was a young farmer, and I went into severe depression. And my wife talked me into going to the doctor because she said, you got to have help. And I did, and I got lucky enough that I had a very young PA that just got out of school, so he'd been working with drugs to help mental health.
Yeah.
And he put me on some medications, and it was fantastic. I went from being a really gloomy guy, which I'm not. I'm a very happy-go-lucky guy, and it took me about a couple years, but I got back to my normal self. And I just can't stress enough, you can get help. It's no different than if you have cold, pneumonia, whatever, go to the doctor, get some help, and you'll feel a lot better.
A lot of times I don't think people realize the help that is actually out there as well. I can speak to the North Dakota side. I have anxiety issues, and I had gone through a couple of things, and I had really high anxiety, and to the point where I wasn't sleeping, and I finally decided, you know what, I got to go in and talk to somebody. And what a world of difference. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was just finally sitting down to somebody and telling somebody else, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I'm seeing. And that person was able to just make a good relation to another topic, and I was like, it just clicked for me. But it can be simple, but it can be something a little bit more expansive. But that help is there, and it cost me nothing. I got no bills for that.
That's right. And you felt so much better when you started talking about it.
Yep.
And you will. You'll feel so much better. And that's all we ask, is to go. Don't hold it into yourself. Go talk to somebody. Even your minister or anybody, please talk to them. And if you feel that you need to talk to somebody right now, in Minnesota you call 988. I say that again, 988 is the number you call. It's 24/7. You'll have people answer it, and you'll get help instantly. There'll be somebody talking to you, and they'll tell you where to go if you have to go further. So it's a great thing.
If there's a situation where it's like an emergency situation, or you're very concerned about somebody, is it even a phone call, or should you just maybe even just take them in?
Take them in. I mean, it's not happened to me. I've had to talk to some people to convince them that's just what they got to do. But if you got somebody that's really, you can tell. You can tell in their eyes. You can tell a lot of things. That if they're starting to feel that they, you're noticing they're not very good, get them in the car, take them to your local hospital. They'll make sure you get help.
It seems like there's a lot more help today than there has been in years from before. But the stress level on growers right now, are we at an all-time high? Are we, compared to the 80s? I mean, you lived in the 80s. That was terrible. We didn't have rain for like a year. and he was at 88, maybe even 89 was thrown in there.
Yep.
But it sounded like that was a tough time for
that
you.
That was a tough time, and we were paying 20% interest, and we were doing
yes.
all kinds of things, and your land value dropped by half, and your machinery dropped by 2/3. I mean, everything dropped, and you were just in a terrible hurt. Yeah, it was bad then, but I think it's worse now. Because I think it's worse now is people aren't getting help. There's a lot of good help out there. Mm. We didn't have any help back in the 80s. You didn't talk about mental health. I didn't talk about mental health until 2018. That's the first time I even told anybody that I had a mental health issue. And I just decided, you know what, maybe it's time to talk about it and get some help. And so that's what I did. And that's what I keep telling everybody. It's okay to ask for some help.
Yeah.
And that's why the help is there. That's why it's there.
Talk to me about the committee. You've mentioned that a couple of times. Who put this committee together, and how often do you meet, and who is it?
Okay, Minnesota Department of Ag had a mental health. Well, they had one person that went around and helped, you know, to help people with mental health. Now they have three people. And Meg Monahan was the head of this. And she finally decided that we should probably get a committee together. Mm. And, you know, all the people that are dealing with mental health, the University of Minnesota, Minnesota Department of Ag, and all those people. And I'm the only farmer. I am the only farmer. I'm only male.
Yeah.
That's on the committee. But Meg and I have been friends for a long time since we started talking about mental health. And she uses me a lot as a poster child or whatever to talk about mental health. And I will talk. If I can save somebody's life, it's worth every time I talk.
Do you find, because you farm in southwestern Minnesota, do you find like there's pockets where the communication, or doesn't?
No. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
You can have the richest area around and a farmer that's maybe not even financial stressed. I know a young man that committed suicide. He was with his dad, not a financial problem in the world, and it's really good.
Well, hopefully people, if they're listening to this, are able to reach out. There are resources available. I don't have the run-through in North Dakota, but I know there's plenty. For Minnesota, again, 988 is the big one now.
988. Just remember that number, 988. And you'll get fantastic help.
Finances aren't an issue.
Nope.
No. Just
call and get it. And they'll probably line you up with one of the persons with Minnesota Department of Ag that'll work really good for you and your family.
Okay. Bob, anything else in this? Because you've lived it. You've been through it. You've worked to help provide the services. Anything that we're missing here before
we
let you go?
I don't think so. And all I ask is, please, just ask for help. Okay. Don't hold it in. Please do not. Just ask for help.
Gotcha. All right. Bob Wirth, again, with the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. How's the soybeans look before we let you go?
Oh, the soybeans look good. They're tall. They're lush. I mean, we don't know how the potting's going to go because it is August. Now it's the potting time.
Yeah.
But I've never seen beans so lush and tall and dark green.
Okay.
So we'll see how they feel.
Something to smile about. Let's hope we keep getting some rain.
Yeah.
All right, Bob, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate your time.